Mayfair, spring has sprung, or at least it has where I am. The desert with an abundance of rainfall this past winter has every tree and cactus looking green. Baby birds have hatched and the birdsong in the early morning is a blessing to hear. Saskatchewan prairie is still wearing a heavy blanket of the white stuff, a farmer's delight as long as the snow does not melt too rapidly. Before we know it, the pussy willows will be emerging, followed by a beautiful purple color nestled in the wild green grass. Our hearts are broken to hear that 20-year-old Emily Taves passed away 2 weeks ago in Saskatoon Hospital. Her funeral was last Wednesday in Mayfair Hall. With icy, treacherous highway and blocked side roads, a large crowd came to show support for Teresa and all of the Taves family. Thank you to the local RM snow plows that made sure the roads were made accessible. Deepest sympathy to all. Our community also received word that a former 44-year-old Mayfair student passed away last week. A good-natured fellow, Nathan Martin will be thoroughly missed by his mother, Lynn, and other family members, plus his own children. His grandparents, Lawrence and Ruth, farmed west of Mayfair for many years before relocating to Saskatoon over a decade ago to retire. Nathan resided in the Saskatoon area. The end of March is approaching and owners of ice fishing shacks must remove them from ice surfaces. If you need assistance, Doug Lamb is available from 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 25. Please give him a shout at 306-883-9404. Although being married for over a year with no big celebration due to strict COVID rules, Aaron and Boyd Kowalczyk of Witkow decided to include family members and many friends in a wedding celebration last Saturday in North Battleford. Invited guests enjoyed a wonderful time. All Saints Catholic Church in Mayfair has a new schedule for Mass times. April, May and June services are at 9 a.m. Good Friday. April 7th service is at 6 p.m. and Easter Sunday is at 9 a.m. Most churches observe these important days as Christ was resurrected, so it's not all about Easter eggs, bunnies, chocolate and many gifts. Touring and holidaying in the United States and Mexico are coming to a gradual halt as most snowbirds are heading north. I'm not quite ready to depart yet. My friends and I went on a brief holiday to the state of Sonora, Mexico. We stayed at a hotel on the Sea of Cortez with many dining establishments with live music to serenade us. We tipped the three guitar-playing amigos with much laughter. One of the Mexican musicians broke two strings on his six-stringed guitar but soldiered on and kept singing and playing as if nothing happened. To walk barefoot on the beach and in the cool ocean water was a relief from the Yuma Desert. A traveler returning to the United States is not allowed to bring raw eggs from Mexico. If caught smuggling eggs, there is a large fine, but if declared, the eggs will be taken away and destroyed. As of January 15, a new rule came into effect countrywide that prohibits smoking in all public places and spaces. Obviously, smokers can only enjoy their habit on private property. Shopping on the Malecón includes wide boardwalks, painted walls and an abundance of shops where one can barter for goods. Many sights, smells and tastes of delicious food are always a tourist's delight. On return day, local fishermen, who were fishing in the ocean since 4 a.m., came to the many hotels to sell shrimp, local chicken fish, clams and mussels for various prices. Tourists brought coolers so they could load up with the freshly caught fish. Traveling and seeing as much as I can in my senior years is on a bucket list I've started 10 years ago. Meeting worldwide people is wonderful as they share.